Wainwright program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, the Sportsman Quartet, and yours truly, Don. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Easter Sunday, and in cities all over the country, people are parading. Right now in Beverly Hills, Jack is getting ready for his stroll down Wilshire Boulevard, as is his custom every Easter. At the moment, he's taking a shower, and Rochester is laying out his clothes.
Mr. Benny's been in that shower a long time, but he always stays in there pretty long. He'd get through sooner if he'd sing in the shower like everybody else instead of playing his violin. Well, it was pretty clever the way he tied that brush on the end of his violin bow. I'll bet hybrids can't play Love and Bloom and scrub his back at the same time.
Oh, Rochester. Rochester.
Yes, boss?
I'm through with my shower. Hand me my towel.
Your towel?
All right, the Statler's. Don't be so technical when I'm freezing.
Here you are. And here's your shorts.
Thanks. Gee, that shower was invigorating. You know, Rochester, since I've been dieting, I feel like a new man. I look so much trimmer, don't I?
You look about the same to me, boss.
Oh, don't be silly. I bet I lost a lot of weight. I'll get on the scale and show you. Let's see, here's the card. Let me see what it says. You would be a financial success if you weren't such a spendthrift.
Oh, scale, calm down.
And here's my weight. 102 pounds. Rochester, this scale is way off.
I could have told you that when you read your fortune.
Never mind. Let's check this scale. Rochester, you get on. See how much you weigh, will you?
Okay. Let's see if I got a penny. Yeah, here's one. Well, my weight is correct.
What does the card say on the other side?
Let's see. Tell the previous spendthrift he put in a slug.
Well, it's my scale. I can do what I want. Now, Rochester, did you lay out my clothes?
Yes, sir. Your blue suit is on the bed.
My blue suit? No, I wore that in the Easter parade last year. I better wear something else. Answer the door, Rochester. I'll pick out a suit.
Yes, sir.
Rochester always tries to make me look so conservative. This is the Easter parade. I should wear something springy. Let's see, what could I... I know, I'll wear my white suit. I bet it's as good as the year I put it away.
Boss, Miss Livingston is here.
Oh, yeah, she's walking in the Easter parade with me. Tell her I'll be right out.
Okay. What are you putting on that white suit for?
I'm going to wear it in the parade.
But, boss, I think the blue one would look a lot...
Rochester, I'm going to wear the white suit, and that settles it.
Okay, okay.
Is he ready, Rochester?
He will be in a few minutes. Say, Miss Livingston, that's a beautiful dress you've got on.
Well, thank you, Rochester.
And that belt, are those real diamonds on it?
Uh-huh.
Well, it sure is beautiful. I've never seen a belt like that.
Well, it isn't mine. It belongs to my sister, Babe.
Oh.
Ring Magazine gave it to her when she retired undefeated.
Oh, yeah, she was light heavy, wasn't she?
Yes, uh-huh.
Hello, Mary. Happy Easter.
Happy... Jack, you're not going to wear that white suit.
Why not? What's wrong with it?
I haven't seen one like that since Admiral Byrd came back from the South Pole.
What are you talking about?
Well, if you're going to wear it, at least wipe that tomato soup satin off the lapel.
That Same. Tomato soup what? Well, I've heard everything. Wipe that tomato soup satin?
Tomato cane off the lapel.
Well, what for? From a distance, it'll look like a red carnation. Now, come on, Mary, let's go. See you later, Rochester.
Goodbye, boss. Goodbye, Miss Livingston.
Bye, Rochester. By the way, aren't you going out walking in the Easter parade?
Yeah, but first I gotta make a call to a girl I have a blind date with. I gotta tell her about a change in plans.
Change in plans?
Yeah, I told her to be on the corner of 6th and Central and look for a man wearing a white suit.
Oh, so that's why. Well, wear our blue one. It's your turn to be conservative. Come on, Mary, let's go.
Gee, there are a lot of people out walking on Wilshire Boulevard.
Yeah. You know, this is a wonderful time of the year. I know there's something in the air, a spirit of awakening, of romance. Makes me feel so young. And you know what they say, Mary? In the spring, a young man's fancy turns to love.
Give me your hand, Jack.
Gee, do you feel romantic, too?
No, we're coming to a curb, but I don't want you to fall on your face. Jack, look who's coming this way. Isn't that one of the boys in your Beavers Club?
Oh, yes. Oh, it's little Joey Hudson.
Well, hello, Joey.
Hello, Miss Livingston.
Hello, Joey.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Hey, dig that crazy carnation.
See, I told you, Mary. Goodbye, Joey.
So long, Mr. Benny.
Goodbye, Joey.
Goodbye, champ.
It's my sister's belt.
Come on, Mary, let's go. Hey, Mary, look at that poster in front of the theater. It's Rita Hayworth and Salome doing the Dance of the Seven Veils. Boy, I'd like to see that in three dimensions. Gee, she's beautiful.
Jack, your glasses are steaming up. Let's go. Say, look. That theater across the street is showing a revival of Easter Parade with Judy Garland and Fred Astaire.
Oh, yes. Remember how cute that picture started? Fred was walking along Fifth Avenue singing that song, and the people answered him. How did that song go again?
Never saw such a lovely day. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
It's such fun just to nod and say Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
My, oh me, there's so much to see as you stroll the avenue. And you greet all the friends you meet.
Happy Easter to you.
Isn't it right, Mary? They all answered it, just like they did in the picture.
Yeah.
Say, Mary, isn't that Bob Crosby and his wife?
Where?
Walking on the other side of the street.
Oh, yes.
Well, hurry up. Let's cross the street and join them.
But, Jack, it's the Easter parade, and maybe they'd rather walk alone.
Oh, don't be silly, Mary. Bob would be insulted if he thought we saw him and didn't say hello.
Say, June, isn't that Mary Livingston across the street there?
Well, yes. It does look like Mary. But I wonder who that is with her.
Well, I don't know, but from here he looks like Admiral Byrd. Say, whoever he is, he's trying to attract our attention. He's waving his hand.
Now he's waving his hat.
Now he's waving his hair. It's Jack. Yeah, I'm amazed that he's this far down on Wilshire. He usually never gets past the California Bank.
Gee, Bob, I hope he doesn't join us.
Well, why?
Well, I like Jack. But look at the way he's dressed.
Well, just keep walking straight ahead, and we'll pretend that we haven't even seen him.
Oh, Bob! Bob!
Keep walking, honey. There are a lot of Bobs.
Oh, Bob! Bob Crosby!
Keep walking, honey. There's another Bob Crosby in Encino.
Oh, Bing's brother!
He's got me.
Well, hello, kids.
Why, Jack Benny, of all people. Gee, what a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, June. Say, that's a beautiful outfit you've got on. That mink stole is just exquisite.
It sure is. Is it new?
Oh, no. Bob bought it for me last year when he was with Campbell Soup.
With Campbell Soup?
You know, the outfit that made your carnation. Well, we better be running along now.
Yes, Bob.
But aren't you going to walk with us?
Oh, gee, we'd love to, Jack, but the kids are home all alone. We just got to get back to them. See you later.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Walking with you side by side, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Fills my chest with so much pride, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
My, oh me, there's so much to see as you stroll the avenue.
And you greet all the friends you meet, happy Easter to you.
That was nice running into Bob and June. Huh?
Yes, it was.
Gee, what perfect weather. Spring, the skies are clear, the flowers are blooming, the sun is shining. Gee, that Rita Hayworth is beautiful. Mary, we ought to see that picture. Well, look who's coming over. My violin teacher.
Bonjour, Monsieur Benny.
Well, Professor LeBlanc. What a surprise running into you.
Hello, Professor.
Bonjour, Mademoiselle.
Professor, you certainly look nice today. Is that a new Easter suit you're wearing?
Mademoiselle, I am a poor violin teacher. I cannot afford to buy new suits.
Well, what do you do with the money I pay you for my violin lessons?
I buy sleeping pills.
Oh, are they any good?
No, after a few days, I wake up.
Well, it was nice seeing you, Professor, and don't forget you're giving me a violin lesson tomorrow.
I will not forget. I will tie a string around my finger.
Oh, good, good.
Better I should tie a rope around my neck.
What?
Goodbye, Monsieur Benny.
Goodbye. Mary, I can't understand why he hates to give me violin lessons.
I can't understand it either. You play beautifully. I think you're as good a violinist as Fritz Kreisler or Isaac Stern.
Well, I... Oh, Mary, that was sweet. What made you say that?
I don't know. Wearing this belt has made me a little punch drunk.
Look, Mary.
Duh, a flock of them flew over that time.
Oh, stop. Now, come on, Mary. Let's keep walking. Yum-bum-bum-ba-da-da-da-dum. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
You're so cute in that old white suit. Happy Easter.
Hey,
happy Easter. My, oh, me, there's so much to see as you stroll the avenue.
And you greet all the friends you meet.
Happy Easter to you.
Well, Don Wilson.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Don. Are you walking in the parade, too?
No, I'm on my way home. I was just on a quiz program.
You were on a quiz program?
Yeah, almost won the jackpot. I answered every question correctly but the last one.
No kidding.
What did they ask you, Don?
Well, the first question was, what does LSMFT stand for? Naturally, I said LSMFT stands for Lucky Strike Means Fine Tobacco.
Well, naturally.
Then they asked me, why are Lucky Strike cigarettes so popular? And I told them it was because people get the one thing they want most in a cigarette, better taste. And Lucky's taste better, cleaner, fresher, smoother.
Well, that was certainly the correct answer.
Don, what was the question that you missed?
Well, it was pretty tough. They asked me who was Secretary of State under President Rutherford B. Hayes.
What'd you say?
I said nothing. No, nothing beats better taste.
Don, wait a minute. They asked you who was the Secretary of State under President Rutherford B. Hayes, and you said nothing, no nothing, beats better taste? Why did you say that?
I didn't know the answer, so I took a wild guess.
Well, Don, I'm surprised at you, a college man, not knowing who was the Secretary of State under Rutherford B. Hayes.
Well, Jack, do you know?
Certainly. It was William M. Everts. Any schoolboy would know that.
Especially if he went to school with Rutherford B. Hayes.
Well, quiet, champ. See you later. Come on, Mary.
Never saw such a lovely day. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Yum, bum, bum, da-da-dum-dum-dum, Rita Hayworth.
Happy Easter.
My, oh, me, there's so much to see as you stroll the avenue. And you'll greet all the friends you meet.
Happy Easter to you.
Gosh, there are a lot of people out today. You know, it seems like...
Hello, Mr. Benny. Happy Easter. Huh?
Oh, happy Easter, Mr.
Don't you remember me? I'm the clerk that waited on you in the bakery shop.
In the bakery shop?
Yeah, don't you remember? You came in and I sold you chocolate cake, some donuts, some pastry, and a half a dozen Cimarron rolls.
Oh, yes. Say, Mary, this is the fella I told you about. He can't pronounce cinnamon.
I can't, though.
All right, let's hear you say cinnamon.
Cimarron.
You see, Mary?
Look, mister, it's such a simple word. You just pronounce it like it's spelled. C-I-N-N-A-M-O-N.
C-I-N-N-A-M-O-N?
Yes, yeah, Cimarron.
Oh, thanks, lady. It's easy when you spell it first.
Yes, yes, it's easy. Well, come on, Mary.
Never saw such a lovely day. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
It's such fun just to nod and say Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
My, oh, me, there's so much to see as you stroll the avenue.
And you greet all the friends you meet.
Happy Easter to you.
Well, Mr. Pizza! Mr. Kitzel, it's nice running into you today.
Thank you, Mr. Benny. And how are you, Miss Livingston?
Oh, I'm just fine, thank you.
Mr. Kitzel, you certainly look nice in those striped pants, cutaway coat, and top hat. It's just right for Easter.
Thank you, but I'm also wearing it for sentimental reasons. This is the suit in what I got married.
You wore it when you got married?
Yeah.
That must have been about 20 years ago, huh?
Yeah, it's funny how a little thing like that sticks with you.
Yes, yes.
But, Mr. Benny, I'll never forget that ceremony when they said if anybody has any objections to this marriage, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Yeah?
A voice from the back hollered, don't marry her.
Oh, my goodness, who was it?
Me, I'm a ventriloquist.
Mr. Kitzel, you're joking.
Unfortunately.
Oh, well, Mr. Kitzel, it was a pleasure running into you on Easter, but we've got to be moving along now.
Well, I got to run along, too. I'm going to see a wonderful picture.
What is it?
Rita Hayworth in Salome.
Rita Hayworth in...
Mr. Benny, what's happening to your glasses?
Mary, where'd he go? Where'd he go?
He's standing right here.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, goodbye. Where are you? Well, goodbye, Mr. Well, goodbye, Mr. Kitzel. Happy Easter.
Same to you, Mr. Benny, and you too, Miss Livingston.
Well, thank you, Mr. Kitzel.
You know, Mary, it's always nice running into Mr. Kitzel. He seems so cheerful and... Hey, look, Mary, there's a photographer taking pictures of couples on the street.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to have him take our picture.
Oh, no, Jack. I'm not going to have a picture taken with you wearing that suit.
All right, I'll have one taken myself. Oh, Mr. Mr.
Yeah.
I'd like to have my picture taken.
Well, good. Just stand over there, Admiral.
I'm not Admiral Byrd. Now, how would you like me to pose?
Well, first, I'd better line you up. There, that does it.
Now, would you mind rolling your trousers up above the knee?
Why, do you want to see my legs in the picture?
No, but the less I get of that suit, the better.
Now, wait a minute. I've had enough insults from you.
Hey, hold still. I've got you in focus. Now, open your mouth and smile.
Like this?
Ryder.
Why do you want my mouth open so wide?
The less I get of that face, the better, too.
Now, cut that out. If you're a photographer, I'm a monkey's uncle.
Have a penis.
Come on, Mary. I'll get my picture taken some other time. How a guy like that ever expects people...
Jack, roll down your pants leg.
Oh. Well, come on, Mary. We'll walk as far as La Brea.
Never saw such a lovely day. Happy Easter. It's such fun just to nod and say Happy Easter.
And you greet all the friends you meet.
Happy Easter to you.
Yeah!
Keep walking, Mary.
Jack, it's Easter. Be nice to him.
Oh, all right. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Dennis, Mary and I are walking down as far as La Brea. Would you like to join us?
Sure, I'm not stuck up.
Say, Dennis, you're really dressed up today. Is that a new suit?
Yeah, I won it on a quiz program.
On a quiz program?
Uh-huh. I answered all the questions correctly.
You? You knew the answers to all the questions?
Uh-huh.
Well, what did they ask you, Dennis?
Well, first they asked me what my name was, and I told them Dennis Day.
Gosh, you remember.
Uh-huh. And then they asked me what holiday we celebrate on March 17th, and quick as a flash, I said St. Patrick's Day.
Well, you're a whiz.
And then they asked me who was Secretary of State under President Rutherford B. Hayes.
Uh-huh.
And I told them William M. Everts.
Dennis. That's right. That's wonderful. How did you know?
I didn't know. I took a wild guess.
Dennis, you took a wild guess and it worked?
It worked when they asked me my name, too.
Jack, we're coming to the La Brea tar pit. You grab his left arm and I'll grab
him. Be nice to him. Be nice to him. That's what you told me to do. Say, Dennis, instead of talking and annoying everybody, why don't you sing something?
Well, gee, do you think it'd be all right out here on the street?
Sure, everybody feels good today. It's Easter.
Okay.
Lady in the Easter parade, I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade on the photographers will snap up, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet, and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade on the avenue. Photographers will snap up, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, I could write a sonnet about
the girl I'm taking to the
Jack, for heaven's sake, we've been standing here for 15 minutes. Let's go on home.
Well?
Well, I'm going anyway because I got to get home.
Okay. Goodbye, Mary. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Jack. See you tomorrow.
How many tickets, please?
Just one, down front. Thank you. Gee, it's dark in here. I'll find a seat. Excuse me. Excuse me. Pardon me. Pardon me. Excuse me. Whoops! I'm sorry.
Hello, Mr. Kissa! Happy Easter, everybody!
Jack Benny program is written by Sam Perrin, Milt Josephsburg, George Balzer, John Tackerberry, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Marks.